Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Welcome, welcome to a better future. Welcome to Pod Mavericks Mavs Party. We are celebrating live because Dallas General Manager Nico Harrison has been fired. Finally, 9 months, our long national nightmare is over. He has been fired from the Dallas Mavericks or will be within the next 5 minutes. So I decided to take a break from my real job, which I might have to leave at any moment because it's the middle of a work day. But if you want to talk basketball, if you want to celebrate with me, click that link on the show and we can talk a little about how this happened, why this happened, dance on the man's grave. I need a theme song for this. Like, what's the opposite of many men? Because that's Nico Harrison's theme song now, because he's toast. He's dead now. He's never going to work in sports again. We're never going to have to hear from him except to be able to laugh at him, because what he did was commit one of the worst trade mistakes in NBA history by moving on from Luka Doncic, then proceeded to build a team that didn't make any fucking sense. That's the real death knell. If you want to get fired, or if you want to trade Luka Doncic, I think we've been over this 1,000 times. You can come up with a justification for it. There's reasons. But instead, he ended up trading Luka, got back something that didn't make any fucking sense, and then proceeded to tell everyone how he did a good job. Only here's the thing. The Mavericks didn't win many games after he traded Luka Doncic. Then over the summer, he lucked into Cooper Flagg, tried to take credit for it like the asshole that he is, and then ended up starting a team that is right now 3-8. They're heinous. Ugh. Tyron asks a very good question. What now? I don't have a great answer for you, Tyron. I think they're going to have to figure out who their next general manager is going to be. The difference between it being somebody internal like Michael Finley or Matt Riccardi is going to be a tough one for Patrick Dumont, considering he doesn't know anything about basketball. Maybe this time they should actually have a search committee the way Mark Cuban talked about years ago. Who knows? But it's a starting point, and you have to go from here. We got three folks waiting. We're going to fly through people because I probably at most have a half hour because I should be working. Frank, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
I can. You sound good.
What's up? I just want to set the precedent to make sure that everybody knows this is the party. Let's fucking go. Let's go. If it's not, it's only we're popping off, you know, we're day drinking everything, man. You know.
I am day drinking. I've just opened up a Rise because I need some caffeine.
Yeah, dude.
But this is the way to go. This is the way to go. This is going to distract me from my work day in a really bad way. But I think I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
We're pulling out all this stuff we see on Twitter. It's like, oh, you know, we're throwing something on the grill tonight. You know, everything, all the, you know.
I like that. That's a good way to focus on this. I really think that's like something on the grill is actually probably the best like practical idea. Go get yourself something nice from the butcher shop and consider doing that. That's what I would do.
That's all. I just wanted to make sure I set the precedent that this is a party. We are partying, dude. So
Frank, you're the man. Thanks so much. Talk soon.
See ya.
All right. People in the middle of the work day or middle of their work morning joining as a riot. Patrick, what's going on, dude?
Yo, in the car. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound quite good, actually, for being in the car.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, we learned something today. Harassment works. So I guess keep it up. We can still chant sell the team. I don't know if people are content with just firing Nico, but this is the first time I felt good about basketball in 10 months. And it feels incredible. I think we're getting an interim. They said they're going to try to get Dennis Lindsay back, but I mean,
where'd you see that? I'm like still clicking all around. Like I'm.
I think it was a Stein report. I was like, you know, refreshing Reddit like crazy. He's got a cushy situation in Detroit, so I don't know if he's going to leave. But
did you see Cade put up 45 shot attempts last night?
Yeah. He would be nice to have on this team. I don't think he's going to come with Lindsay though, but hey, maybe Lindsay trades him to us for AD next, Christina first, and then comes over here. We can always hope. But yeah, I actually have to get back to work too. So, go Mavs.
Have a good day. All right. Then we have, the aptly named Timely Revolution. Timely Revolution. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound good.
All right, good. Well, thank God. I really didn't want this to drag on for another month or two. Like, really, I just needed this over and done with. And thankfully, it's happening, but I'm ready for now the next steps. And I know they don't want to rush this, but maybe in the next few weeks, it's time to seriously move on from Gafford, maybe move on from AD. Maybe that's time too.
Yeah, the teardown is in order.
I don't even care if the interim does it, whomever.
Right. No, I mean, it's like these are valuable players. Like that was the part, like one of the things that always kind of vexed me, and I tried not to get any too many arguments about it over the summer, is like if you liked the Mavericks players, I wasn't interested in arguing because I think a lot of the Mavericks players are very good. It's just they very clearly don't fit.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, we have a decent three-piece of youngish players. You know, you got Cooper Flagg, you got Christie, and you got Washington. That's not a bad little start.
Love Washington, and you could hear the frustration in his voice last night post game about all of this. So it's nice to see that he you know that he's not going to have to hear the fire Nico chants anymore. You know,
I think they all sort of embraced reality over the summer. They were frustrated at the end of last year.
Yep.
But I think now they kind of get it. And I think they're ready too. They won't admit it, but I think the players are ready.
I think that's certainly the case. I mean, that was what I read from all the post game comments last night. And they're just like, well, we got to suffer through it. And it's like, this isn't about y'all. It's not the players' fault. I think the fan base really likes rooting for the players. I mean, Gafford's a great example of somebody that has really found like a fan base here. People like watching him play, Washington as well. So the fact that they don't have to hear this anymore. Now, you know, there's some interesting comments in the chat about whether we should chant like fire the team and stuff like that. And that's just not going to happen. So
no, the coach is staying, guys. He just re-signed. He's going to be the stability piece.
That's true. It's true.
The ownership is not leaving. You know, they have bigger designs. This is not basketball for them. They're not going anywhere.
That's right. So to me, it's like, let's focus on the basketball. Let's focus on Cooper Flagg. This will, you know, the people that occasionally get at me and that are like, stop talking about Nico, stop talking about Luca. Like that will, we'll be pushing that to the back of the line because there's just no reason to do it anymore, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. I'll let you continue.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, there's nobody else in here because it's the middle of a work day. I don't expect you guys to actually be able to come up here and pod. But, you know, since Josh and I aren't going to record until Wednesday night, I did want to do something real quick, real short, just sort of throw something in here. I'm sure Nick and the good guys at Locked On Mavs will do something. Maybe Josh and I will record later tonight. I'm not sure. But I wanted to kind of record an instant reaction pod to what's going on here. This is really something. Head over to Mavs Moneyball. We'll have analysis on writing, things of that nature. Shout out to my guy Chris, who still needs to do a post from the game last night, and he had this is totally derailed his morning. What a good time! What a great time! I will post the share link just one more time, just to see if there's anybody else that wants to join. And then I will, you know, close out here if there's not anybody else that's able to hang out. This is not an easy thing to do, but hey, it's a good day in Dallas. This is the day. Oh, hey, Glenn's joining. Good. Glenn from the car, my man. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? Hey, I tried to get in last night. I was at the game last night. I thought that I was extremely disgusted last night when the fans started chanting fire Nico while PJ was shooting those free throws.
Yeah. Tyron came in last night, really steamed that happened. And he was, I understand why.
Because the energy of the game was exactly like.
Whoa, did we lose Glenn? That's what happens. Like the streaming, some
for turn the off Mavs your fans to react, but then can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can turn off the video. Cause I think sometimes that changes the audio quality. Because then we can get you through faster. It's okay if it doesn't work. There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound okay. Good.
I thought it was despicable. And then I was thinking, but this is kind of what they drove us to, right? Yep. This is this type of fandom that we have never been. The Mavericks fans have never been like the Cowboy fans, ever. Yep. Right? We've never been frontrunners. We've never been bandwagon fans. We've always stuck with our team since Ross Perot was the owner, and even before. So Don Carter, we've never been a team that required our team to be the sexiest version of a basketball squad. And for our fans to be denigrated, to not even be able to enjoy wins when we were one of the worst franchises for years, to have a, because it feels like this extreme weight and load has been lifted off of me. I feel like I had to enjoy the Mavericks. I could only enjoy the Mavericks to a certain extent.
That's right.
And I couldn't let myself feel free and my heart be joyous. I feel like sunshines, rainbows, and gummy bears are pouring all over me today. So I'm happy. I hope everybody else feels good too.
Talk soon, buddy. I'm glad you joined.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye. This is a real counter to the 4.5 hour live stream at 2 a.m. that I ran last time. All right, we're gonna fly through people. Jason, what's up, brother? Good to see you.
Hallelujah, bing bong, the witch is dead, fired right. Nico, finally, oh my god, he deserves this, we are all rejoicing. I thought this was close, actually. Like, I guess before the Washington game, I thought, okay, no way this is happening before Thanksgiving, because AD wasn't playing. I was like, right. If AD wasn't playing, it means Nico doesn't feel in danger, because he'd forced him to play, and then the news comes out that, okay, Nico actually forced him to play, but Dumont stepped in and said no. And once that came out, I was like, this is coming really, really soon. I thought it might happen last night. It happened this morning, thank God. If they lost, it definitely would happen last night at this point.
Yes.
I guess the next thing we have to look at is the interim GM, which is apparently Finley and Riccardi. Shams is reporting.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means they have a GM set up and they're just here for like a week or they're here through the season. I think that's the big question going forward.
Yeah, and we'll learn more. I mean, Bobby Corrala was talking yesterday about how you can't have an interim GM for very long with the season this long to go. Like, you better pick somebody because there's 70 games left. And I wouldn't be shocked if they settled on Riccardi because he was sort of the front after the Mavs selected Cooper. Finley is unfortunately going to be tainted with the GM or with the Nico trade forever. I know for a rock solid 1000% fact he didn't have anything to do with it. Fans won't care. They won't care. They see him taking the beer, and that's what people remember about Finley. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, I love Finn, but are we sure he'd be a good GM?
Yep.
Frankly, I have no idea.
It's the best. Jason, what else you got for us?
I mean, just that. Thank God he's gone. We have to move forward now, and we'll see what happens. But, oh my God, a better guy did not deserve it. Like, egomaniac, he just like... Just the way he's so condescending to us is
that's
like
right.
insane to me. Like, you made a mistake, own up to it. Don't just yep. be like, time will tell, I'm right, all you guys are wrong. It's just insane.
Well, so, that, like Isaac Harris's question at the press conference, like, why shouldn't you be fired? And his response was, I think I've done a good job. It's like, come the fuck on. Like, it's just so frustrating. Anyway, Josh.
And on one hand, like, I'm glad that he has conviction in his moves, but also, like, you're a dumbass, man. Like, yep. just get out of my life. I don't want to think about Nico ever again.
Well, hey, I'm glad you joined. Maybe next time we do a live show, we can talk about something else that's a little more basketball-centric.
Yeah, we can talk about here. Cooper Flagg.
Oh, that's my right.
God, finally.
That's right.
All right.
All right. We'll talk soon, okay?
Sure.
All right. Have a good one. All right. Coming up next, my guy Isaac, who wrote the breaking news story for Mavs Moneyball. Isaac, thank you for doing that. And how are you doing?
Of course. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. You write breaking news stuff better than me because you are a literal journalist, whereas I am one of the monkeys in the new Superman movie, just angrily typing from the dead zone. So what's going on?
I mean, I'm not going to say anything new that anybody else in the stream hasn't said, but I'm just glad that it happened. It needed to happen. And I know people are going to say that this took too long, but in the grand scheme of things, 9 months is a very short amount of time in professional sure. sports. So like, I hope that as the initial reaction of thank God wears off, people realize that Patrick Dumont actually did get to this about as quickly as he could have.
Yep.
Like theoretically he could have done it last offseason, but if he was going to do that, he would have just vetoed the Luka trade. Mm-hmm. Clearly he thought that maybe the trade could work, which is its own problem.
Right.
But he realized he was wrong, apparently, after talking to some 14-year-old kid on the sidelines. I don't know. But
I mean, to me, like, so one of my friends who's in PR sent me text messages last night, and he goes, if they're going to fire Nico, this is a brilliant soft launch.
Right.
Because it just sort of
with pads. A kid in a Luka Lakers jersey.
Right, a kid in a Luka Lakers jersey, him apologizing for something, them having a conversation. Like, what billionaire has a conversation with an 18-year-old he doesn't know? I don't want to be too cynical about it because I don't really care. Nico's gone. But, right. The, you know, it's something, and they've been clearly moving towards this pretty quickly. I wouldn't be shocked if this has been since that Pacers game. Like, the Pacers game was such a disaster. The Pacers were the hospital Pacers, and the Mavericks almost lost to them. So it's like that game.
And they probably should have.
Mm-hmm. And that game, ever since, was it's like the vibes went from being to being outright terrible, even though they won. So I think that just sort of this has been in the works for at least a couple of weeks. And that report from McMahon yesterday about the debate over whether Anthony Davis should play. Like, at that point, if I'm Nico Harrison, I tenure my resignation. Like, you can't get undercut like that by the owner. And he's just like, he's so unaware. Like, the Brick Center clip of him getting chanted at and him just sitting there like a nerd. It's like get up. Mm-hmm. Part of it, it's like, all right, you know, walk away. That sort of thing. We got Snake Finley has to go too in the chat. And that's a person who didn't hear me say that Finley wasn't a part of it. I'm 1000% sure, but neither here nor there. Yeah. What else you got, brother? Good Lord. Well, we have a lot of people. Sorry.
I think that something I wrote yesterday when I made my argument for Dirk as like interim GM, there's a lot of people telling me that like he doesn't have the experience for that. He's not prepared to take a role like that, and he probably doesn't want a role like that. I hear all of those concerns, but the next GM cannot only be concerned with winning games. If that's his only concern, he's not going to get off the ground because we're not going to win games for a little while. You need to work on rebuilding the trust that has been shattered in the last 9 months.
Yep.
You had fans that had been fans for 45 years canceling their season tickets, not renewing their TV subscriptions, you know, burning jerseys. You have to fix that before you even worry about, like, oh, are we going to trade Anthony Davis? That's like a secondary question. We need to fix the boat on fire before we actually set sail for, you know, Europe or whatever the analogy is here.
Right. Like,
so that's my thought on it. Dirk obviously is not going to be the actual GM, but the big
your point was well taken, where it's like you have to do something that inspires and moves. Right. Like, there, it can't be something boring.
So. Exactly. Like, as much as I like Matt, how do you say his last name? Riccardi?
Riccardi.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be a great GM if he ends up getting the job, but he can't just come in and be like, all right, here we go. No, you have to do something to reset the culture that has been broken.
That's right. That's right. And I'm obviously listening. My phone has so many text messages.
It's so bad. I can only imagine.
I made this sort of bleak joke. Like you guys, a lot of the audience knows my father died in March. And I receive way more texts about Luca than I did about my dad. And now I'm getting more texts about Nico than I did about my dad.
Yeah.
It's just very, so it's like, well, you know, it just goes to say, like, sports is one of those unifying things in a way that nothing else is. But thank you so much for joining the show, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
All right, talk soon. I'm going to, for the audio people, I'm going to insert a quick ad. If you want to support the show, listen to those ads. It's very helpful. If you want to support the show, tell your friends about the show. We want to grow the show. We got a lot of people in here right now, very appreciative of that. I will be right back after inserting these audio ads.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And we're back, and my man Jose is waiting. Jose, brother, what's up?
What's up, Kurt? Can you hear me well?
I can, and you look good, by the way. You've been
appreciate it.
Flexing. How you doing? What's going on?
So I've heard several people come up already, but I wanted to get your thoughts on like Jason Kidd, and like we've kind of messaged each other back and forth about Jason Kidd kind of being a slithering snake himself. And like his main thing going to New York was just like him possibly having some dictatorship in terms of running the team how he wants to. So do you see that becoming a thing where Kidd will possibly become the GM, or they just hire somebody?
That's a very good question. I sort of wonder if Kidd learned his lesson in Milwaukee from trying to consolidate power, because when you have a lot of power, you also have a lot of responsibility. Not sound like Spider-Man. But there's a certain element of the fact that he gets paid a lot of money right now to do one specific job. Why? And if I'm him, I just do that job and don't want the focus, because a lot of people still rightly associate him with the Luka trade. So if I'm him, I don't angle for that job whatsoever. I do think he stays coach. I don't think they move on from him, which I think is going to piss a lot of people off. But I think from a game-to-game basis, we saw it last night against the Bucks. This is what makes Kidd so frustrating. When Kidd decides to do his fucking job, all of a sudden the Mavs look better. It's weird how that works. I honestly think that Kidd kind of saw the writing on the wall this summer with the team they were putting together. And you're not going to convince me otherwise with some of the lineups that he rolled out there, that he was sandbagging some of what the Mavericks were doing. Granted, I think the Mavericks were lost on their own, but like we didn't. He literally said before one game, I'm not going to have a crunch time lineup that doesn't feature Brandon Williams or D'Angelo Russell. And then he featured the same game, a crunch time lineup without either of those players. Like, he's full of shit. It's the best.
Well, I do think that Kidd had like something to do with the Luka trade, but also I think at this time, I've grown to appreciate Kidd for the coach that he has shown himself to be in the playoffs. I think that there's something to how Kidd is able to get these guys playing hard for him. We've seen it at the end of the year last year, even after the trade, is that these guys are willing to play for him, and he hasn't lost the locker room. So I think, like, even though people want him gone as well, I think just having Kidd, at least for right now, is a holding point to like even Cooper's development. I think it'll be beneficial to have Kidd for right now. I mean, I could be completely wrong, and I can't see the comments, and I won't read the comments after I get off. So I'm just saying this freely without anybody else's judgment. I think it, at least for right now, I think Kidd as the head coach is beneficial for the team going forward.
I think it's a good thing.
But also, I just wanted to get on here and celebrate with everybody, because I haven't been on these rooms in a while.
Right.
But just to celebrate Nico being gone, I think with this move, you do win some of the people back that you lost. Maybe not everybody, but that's okay, because you get to fan however you choose to fan. But but just today, getting some people back, maybe you'll start seeing some people have interest into the team. Maybe you start seeing some ticket sales go up again, because, hey, you got rid of the motherfucker who caused all this. So this is just great news for everybody. And I appreciate talking to you again, Kirk. You know, we could chat some other time in the group chat or individually, but this is great.
Jose got forcibly re-added to a group chat that he didn't want to be in, that he just got tired of the notifications for. So that he'll have a day pass into the group chat and then can leave.
I actually asked to be added back, because this is such a monumental moment. I couldn't bypass, you know, being part of something that we've built in, you know, in our group chat. So yeah. But yes. Other than that, Kirk, have a great stream. You know,
talk soon then, okay?
Talk later.
Yes, all right, sir. Later. Okay, coming up next, my man Cowboy, we got to fly through people. I got about 15 minutes, so think about that. Think about me, the protagonist of reality here. Cowboy, how you doing, brother?
Kirk, can you hear me?
Hey, you sound good. This is random. Everybody, a long-time listener, many-time caller.
Long-time listener. Kirk, it's a small man victory, but people will take it. Anything to get the Mavs fans back feeling good about the team, I'll take it too, man.
Yep.
But look, this is my thing. Like, I don't know. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the Mavs really don't build good teams. Like, Luka fell in their lap. Cooper fell in their lap. Outside of that, you know, Kyrie and KP, they came along, but things just happened to fall in their lap. They did it by building teams, you know, by building talent, and things just happened to fall in their lap. So I would say, like, I need a GM. I would like to see a GM in Dallas that's willing to go through the process to, like, actually build a team instead of going for now. I think kind of like what Isaac was saying, somebody that's actually going to, you know, focus more on the team instead of that now, because to me, until things are proven wrong, people still don't come to Dallas, and they never did go to Dallas. And
I want
to
build through the draft, though, brother. That's what I want to do. I want to build through the draft.
Build through the draft, build talent. Like, look at what they did with their talent. They build talent, and, you know, they kind of just got their team going. So I don't know. And just really quickly, if Darrell Armstrong didn't mess up, I think he would have been a good choice for a GM, because he was a longtime Mav. He had the locker room, and plus, he was kind of
much about general manager now involves, like, accounting and thinking about math, and it's a mess. Like, I wouldn't – general manager's a hard job. I wouldn't want it for anybody.
Yeah, I was watching that Montreal Expo documentary about Jeffrey Lurie, and I was like, man, this dude owns the Eagles. But, yeah, it's a numbers game. But, yeah, like I said, it's a small man's victory, and I just hope that they kind of stay the course and pick somebody that's going to, you know, be more for the team than kind of like the numbers. I don't see a lot of teams that's, you know, constantly successful in the NBA. I don't think Dallas has ever been a team that's constantly, like, top tier. They've always been mid-tier. So at least let's try to get back to that mid-tier point and, you know, try to just, you know, get some teams, you know, some team victories is what I think.
Well, I'm glad you joined. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Kirk.
All right, talk soon. Before I bring up Matt Martinez, I got to read this absolutely incredible thing from Isaac Harris. Isaac is not a guy to stomp on grades, but this made me laugh out loud. He has a picture of him and Nico Harrison. He says, "My last convo with Nico Harrison as GM was media day this year. Told me that my question," which is, this is Harris asked, "why shouldn't you be fired question was the most disrespectful question he's ever been asked. Time will tell." He said that Harrison ended with, "time will tell if he was right." Well, that was like 3 weeks ago, motherfucker. So time has told. Goodbye, Nico. Probably shouldn't have said motherfucker, but it just, I curse a lot. Matt Martinez, what's up, brother?
Woohoo! Kirk, we did it.
We did do it.
Oh, man. Oh,
now
man.
What are we going to do?
Well, that's another story. Hopefully hopefully get another high draft pick and build through the draft, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. Man, when I was in the middle of writing another piece when the Nico news.
Right. You were like, I'll do the Max Christie 3-point call. And I'm like, and then I was like, I hope he's paying attention to Slack.
And so that will inevitably get lost in the shuffle, but that's okay. On a day like today, when I heard the news, I immediately thought back to that protest in the plaza before Nico was able to realize his vision for 2.5 quarters against the Rockets that day. Right. And the feeling on the plaza that day was just, you know, I don't know. And look, this is aggrandizing the moment probably, but you know, all I could think about was Bob Dylan protest songs.
Okay.
During all that. And, you know, we had the cardboard cutout of Nico in a suit with the clown nose on him, and Tyler Edsel, another of the Mav Moneyball writers. And I, you know, got a nice photo with the cutout to,
right.
You know, just to get the moment. I just remember how angry and sad everyone was that day.
Sure.
And you know, I can't help but thinking about that moment to this moment. It's true what Isaac said. 9 months in the grand scheme of things is a pretty short amount of time. There, you know, a lot of us, you and I included, in the Mavs Moneyball Slack, we did not think this was going to go down this year. You know, it had to be a colossal catastrophe for this to happen, and that is what we are living through. The present is going to be this season's gonna suck in large part, you know, but hopefully whoever comes in, hopefully they can make a permanent hire as soon as possible. Hopefully in the trade deadline we can see a shift in the direction of the team, a shift in outlook, a discarding of this two timeline nonsense, because what the Mavs need to focus on right now is Cooper Flagg's development and what pieces need to stick around him.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we need to get on with the getting on with it, because we have just suffered through the worst of the worst. We had basketball Armageddon in our face in Dallas.
That's a great quote from the chat. Thanos, Nico, I hope they remember you. Yeah. Thank you for that one.
Nico, Thanos' envoy.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. You get back to cranking out stuff if you feel like it. Yep. I know we were talking. I was literally typing to you a message about Mavs Moneyball stuff. I'll just say this because I'm messy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I have to actually work this afternoon. So people if you feel like writing stuff, do. There's just like we could squeeze this for as much. Cause like, look at my, I don't know if you can tell, it says my Twitter stream says there's 5,000 people that have clicked through this at some point. This is going to be a widely trafficked Mavs Moneyball day. So, well, everybody, we'll talk soon. Okay. Go Mavs.
Go Mavs.
Faisal, what's up? You were on the other night and then you popped off. What's going on?
Hey, Kirk, how's it going? Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. I'm a big fan of yours. You know, I just want to say thank you for starting the movement. You know, Nico's gone now, so we can all rejoice, you know.
Hey, this was everybody together because everybody with a brain kind of, you know, it's one thing if you just want to believe in the Mavericks and so you choose to trust the GM.
Yeah.
It's something else entirely if you're like, I love the GM. Like, that's weird. So the group of people that which I just kind of think is everyone was like, nope, not a thing. Don't like Nico. Bye now. So it's nice to see that I don't want to exactly credit this to democracy in action, but you have to say that people voted with their feet by not going to the games. And exactly. So that matters.
And my biggest thing is safe to say that AD is going to be gone now. I mean, most likely he'll be kind of like auctioned off at some point.
But they should do right by him. They should send him where he wants to go and where he can have a fresh start and not be associated with this.
Yeah, but I'm looking at Clay for like very specifically because he chose to come to Dallas. So it's kind of like at this point they want to kind of build like a good, you know, just juju around the organization. So I think it's kind of like
exactly right.
Do right by him. And then a couple of years from now when you do this youth movement with Cooper, you're going to need some free agents to come in and they'll remember that kind of stuff. So I think
anybody that wants to go.
Yeah.
Anybody. It's like if they're going to be a bottom feeder team, if there's places they can go, the Mavericks should do it because none of these guys, except for maybe the guys that were signing contracts like this year, really like they treat players right. And I think they will.
Yeah, that's pretty much my main. So and then with that being said, the last thing I want to say is what do you think the core is going to be moving forward? Cooper, Max, I guess start from there.
And this will disgruntle some people because he hasn't played much, but Lively. Lively's cheap. And one of the things that and this is, you know, it's ridiculous to talk about this today, but why not? If Lively's only going to play 40 games a year, the Mavericks have him over a barrel where they can price him to what they want. Exactly. And there's not enough money on the free agent market to go get a restricted contract, like even as a big, because it's just like availability is a skill. And so he's you know, that's where I go.
Perfect. No, that's all I got. So I just want to say, you know, I'm excited today. So it's a good day. So.
That's right. Let's have a good day, team. Have a good one, Faisal. Bye.
Take care. You too. Take care. Bye.
Mike, what's up, brother?
My guy. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. You know, the chuckle fuck is gone.
Mm.
And now you guys can take a second to rebuild. Even though I'm not a Mavs fan, I felt obligated to jump on here with you. Because I came on the night of the Luka trade,
yeah,
and now it's a nice little full circle moment. This is nice, man. I'm excited for you, honestly.
It's a good day, and where we go from here, it's kind of like the opposite of the Luka trade in that the day that happened, like where we go from here, was not even a conversation I was willing to have because it was so preposterous. This is the opposite in that I'm not really thinking about the future in so much as like, all right, I just want to be happy for a little bit and then I can get back to the reality of the basketball.
Yeah, look, I do think there's going to be a time and place to like have real discussions about who you'd want as a future GM and like what you'd think the org should look like. And my only concern there is that you're trusting Patrick DeMott to build a credible organization, but I think that's another conversation for another day. That may not be a today conversation,
yeah.
But that is something, you know, long term to consider. But man, I'm just happy for you. I know the last 9 months have been difficult. Say please.
Neat. So this is a listen to this. Dwight Powell is the only player on the current Mavericks roster who was here before Nico Harrison's hiring. I mean, that's an NBA problem. That's not necessarily a Nico Harrison problem, just because of the player movement. But man, it's like a 4-year tenure, and you cycled over the whole roster.
Hey, look. I have a lightly used Anthony Simons that we can trade to you guys at some point if you want.
Commander. Because he's fun to watch, but he's not effective. I mean,
he's a $27 million expiring, you know?
What's up, buckets? Maybe if PJ hadn't signed a contract for the like, because I don't know if he wants to be a Mav, even though I really like him. He seems very frustrated by the whole thing. So, so anyway, Mike, appreciate you. Got anything else?
Thank you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Have fun today.
All right, talk to you. Tyron, my homie in the chat, asks a good question. What makes Dennis Lindsay an attractive hire? Lindsay is largely credited with a lot of the fringier movements, meaning, so after the Kyle Kuzma trade fell through, word is that he was kind of the one who pieced together that next step for Washington and other people. Nico forced him out. Like, that's what makes a lot of, he works with, he was kind of an assistant GM with the Mavericks, Johnny Jackson asks. And that's why and Nico forced him out this last summer. So that's, it's like Nico has really consolidated a lot of power. So the reaction is like, let's go back to these guys that Nico pushed out. I don't think that's the move. It's not really I want somebody brand stinking new. Look how many smart people there are on the internet. You know, like I want somebody like that'll come up and do something wild. Like if you're going to do a rebuild, I'm not interested in retreads who bring along their extra baggage. I want somebody with a new vision. That's what Harrison had. Harrison had a vision. He just fucked up the easiest part of the assignment. Okay, guys, I got to get back to work. Josh and I may record tonight. We'll see. Lots of podcasts. The Mavs party coming to your stream because I've already recorded it. So if you could at least download it, maybe have it on in the background. That'll be coming at about 4:00 today. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate your support. Nico is gone. Long live the Mavericks. Bye, guys.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.